We can start whenever.
Cool.
I don't have any intro music.
Well, you'll have to think about that at another time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't you add that in post anyway?
Yeah, yeah. I don't sing a song before we start.
You should.
I don't have any good songs to sing.
It started with Clay's Belt for a while, right?
Yeah. And then...
Should we have Jack sing a song for it?
Yes. We'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, we're back.
He'll sing Rhinestone Cowboy. It's the only one he's got.
That's fine. That's a great song.
That's great.
I think most of this is probably going to go into the intro, too. Like I was saying, we're back. This is... Season 3, point 1.
That's good. A point
Season
makes
3, take 2, episode 1 of Between Two Sheets.
Yeah.
You probably recognize my voice. I am Nolan. I've been your host for the past 2.1 years, because we only got one episode in last year. You might think that Clay and Wes sounds a little more sultry than normal.
No one's ever called me that before. Ever. But
we have a bit of a change in hosts going on. Beth Feldner.
Hi.
Is my new co-host.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah.
It's something we talked about in the off season.
It is. I sort of elbowed my way in.
That's all right.
I didn't really ask permission.
Well, I mean, after things, the way things went last year, it's okay. We needed a little refresher.
Yeah. Yep. I was a longtime listener.
Mm-hmm. Number one fan.
Probably. No. I listened to every episode. I listened to a couple of them twice.
I think probably Louise Axton is the number one fan.
Oh, how's she?
She's great.
How's her tooth?
Oh, I forgot about that. Louise Axton is my mother. She chipped her tooth on my wedding day.
I took Nolan's wedding photo, yes. So I edited in her tooth.
Oh, I never even noticed it was
a few different times.
I should see if she noticed it. Because she was like trying to hide it in her smile.
I know, and I told her to stop doing that.
See, that's why we need a camera. Because I'm making funny faces at you.
We do. We should also get a TikTok, but we are going to a lot of different things. I edited in and some of them, and I said if she noticed it, that she should let me know. Because I'll just go back in and
oh, she would never say anything. She's too nice.
No, she's too nice.
Yeah.
Well, yes. So during the off season, I'm a curling widow often because Clay does a lot for the club. More than he probably should.
It's kind of a common denominator.
Yeah.
With some of the people around here.
Right. Yep. But he loves it. And yeah. So I was getting frustrated during last curling season with board meetings, which are never on the same day time ever. And then podcast recording, which was also sporadic, never on the same time,
yeah,
day or anything. And then they didn't record at all last year, which was a bummer.
Made me sad.
Yeah. Well, that's why we started talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'll just take over. And then we never looked back.
Yeah.
We never looked back.
And we tried to start this a little bit earlier. So actually, I'll give a little preface here. I don't know if that's the right word for our viewers. But we're actually here on...
Our viewers. Our listeners? This is an audio medium.
This is a thing. This is a thing we do on Between Two Sheets. The viewers. We have viewers, not listeners. It used to drive your husband wild, and it just kind of stuck.
Drive him wild or crazy? Because that feels like two different things to me.
Well, we'll save that for episode 2, I guess. We'll get into what that might mean.
Viewers.
We're here. Thursday night, week 1, exhibition week of curling.
Yep.
So you can probably hear some of the background noises of some of the teams that are still hanging out after they finished up their first week of exhibition.
Uh-huh.
Regular league will start next week, Monday.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. But yeah.
Yeah. We've been here, this is my third night here.
Your third night, mine too, this week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a lot of nights at the curling club.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. Give a little bit of background of who you are. Let's talk about your curling background, Beth,
real quick. So... my husband has curled for a very long time, maybe almost a decade now, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's about how long he's curled with just me, so it's probably been longer than that.
His mom curled in Bismarck, and his brother, who's actually here, he left.
No, he's right there.
Oh, I put his hat on. Yeah. Sorry, you can cut that out. His brother curled in high school, and Clay sort of missed that opportunity in Bismarck at the time. They didn't have like that.
It wasn't really big yet, right?
No, and they didn't have that program where I think maybe he did it for gym once, but they didn't have, or maybe just his mom didn't bully him into doing it. And so Grant curled, but then when we moved to Minot, Clay, despite not having grown up in Minot, has really ingratiated himself with the good old boys of Minot, the institutions that make this city what it is. And he brought a bunch of coworkers and they started a team here at the curling club. And he got to know Mark Hildahl, who's, you know, grandfather of Minot Curling Club. And
the prodigal son, you could say, hey?
Clay?
No.
Mark.
Mark.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm using the right words. It's been so long since I podcasted.
Right. The prodigal son is a biblical story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Clay now is on the board. He helped run youth curling, 3-time City League champ.
Yeah. With?
With you.
Yours truly, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You're welcome, boys.
And I had not curled. I would come to watch more than the other wives, and they don't listen to this, so I'll say that out loud.
Yeah. Well, Kaylee does.
Kaylee does.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to this, though. That's right.
Darn. And then I hadn't ever curled until Clay's mom, Lisa, had asked me to curl in the women's spiel for Curling for the Cure.
That was, what, 3 years ago now?
I think.
That first one, that sounds about right.
Yeah. And so, curled with that team. And then some of the ladies there, Britt, I don't know if Britt's been on the podcast to talk about curling for the cure.
She sure has.
She put together a ladies team out of that, the Pretty Peelers. Yes.
Longer ago, the first one. That was 6 years ago.
I don't think I was at the first one, though. I was just at another one.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm definitely, I'm still 5U.
Yeah, you are.
If anyone's looking.
Yeah.
But.
Background checks.
So we started an all-girls team, and then I really like curling. And wanted to get better at it. And there were a lot of things that came naturally, and I really enjoyed getting better at it. And then my husband ignored my curling for several years. And I think I asked you for some help. Or we put together a team or something?
We curled in Winterfest.
Yeah, with Tracy.
With Tracy, yeah, it was just kind of a ragtag team.
Yeah, just a ragtag team, and we did okay.
We did, yeah. I think we made it to the playoffs.
We made it to the playoffs.
We didn't have to buy our way in.
We didn't. We did last year, but that's a different story.
That's a different story.
We curled that and we did well. That was the Winterfest when we were down 5 and I told you we had to score 6 and then we just did.
We just did. It just happened.
Which is insane. And so then you and I started curling together and you gave me some coaching tips and I remembered to wear my glasses and I really like curling a lot.
You're a little bit like the Ricky Vaughn of curling. You missed a little bit more than you should have without the glasses and put them on and wild thing wasn't wild
anymore. Sure did. Couldn't make a takeout and then I realized I wasn't wearing my glasses. Yeah. And now I'm wearing my serial killer glasses, so it's a good thing.
You do look a little bit like Dahmer, yeah.
They're not the best. But so Pretty Peelers last year had a good season. Nolan joined.
Full-time last year, yeah.
Full-time last year. Sub the year before. And we had a really great season. And then we had a lot of shifts in players.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a fun season. You guys are very naggy, though.
Are we?
Yeah, you kept telling me to go to the doctor and stuff like
that. Oh, right. Yeah, you were severely injured.
Severely injured all season last year.
Right. I had to... Well, and I shouldn't be nagging you, but your wife was nagging you at home.
Everybody was nagging me. I just wasn't listening. That's on me, yeah.
Yeah. So, made it through the season and then had to get back surgery.
I had back surgery in the off season. Yes.
So you're back.
But I'm back.
But that's how I started curling. And then there's some girl curlers here who like to travel. I did a tournament in Fortuna, which was bananas. I'm going to Fargo at one point this year.
Oh, for the ladies' spiel over there?
No, I think it's I don't know.
Oh, the 5U. You did.
I think it's the 5U. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
There's a lot of good curlers over there.
And you know the real.
And that's a territory thing, so it's not just North Dakota, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think I'm not exactly sure. A kid just tells me where to go when I go, and I ask her to get a nicer hotel.
She's very organized.
She's very organized, yes. And I really love that about her. So going to do that tournament. But I think the turning point for me was shirt sleeve last year when I was like, oh, I want to be good at this. I could be very good at this, and I want to obsess over it like my husband does, probably to the detriment of our family and relationship. But it was when Mike Esslinger asked to put together the shirt sleeve team that we curled with, and we curled super well. And,
yeah, you guys had a very good shirt sleeve.
Curling with some other seasoned curlers gave me some tips. Watching other people's games, I just got obsessed. And we went to the Briar, so watching
the Briar
professional
was fun.
Curling. Yeah. Yeah, so that's how I really got into it. But how I weaseled my way into the podcast is I just like talking to you and doing this.
Well, and you kind of got a background in this sort of thing too, right? Like,
yeah.
A little bit.
We both have more marketing backgrounds than anybody else at the club.
And
I've done a podcast or two before.
Yeah.
nothing to any great.
Well, I got the broadcasting background, so like I like to talk. I don't know if people like to listen to me talk,
right.
But I pretend that they do.
I end up listening to you talk all the time.
Yeah, so. Well, it's because I talk a lot usually, which is funny because my wife was giving me shit tonight that I don't talk very much. Well, when do I have time?
She fills the rest of the silence.
Yeah, she's good at that.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah. So. Yeah. Your curling games came so far.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Well, it's not just me. There's other people, but your sweeping. I'll take credit for the sweeping.
Yeah, and that is hard to figure out.
Yeah.
And even like my delivery, I think it was just so much like watching people.
Your delivery was fairly natural. Like you had the fundamentals down.
Yeah. But just like smoothing everything out and slowing it down has been.
And getting the aim down and learning how to control your weight with your slide as opposed to pushing or pulling the rock. Like,
yeah.
That's the tough part, but.
Yeah. Still don't get my weight right usually, but. I'm used to having now strong men sweep for me, so it's less important.
That helps. Yeah. Yes. But as far as, like I said, as far as sweeping, I would probably say you're top. I'd
10.
Say you're probably top one for female sweepers in the club.
Oh, you think?
I don't know who would be another one. And I'm not ragging on anybody just because I got a new co-host. But I'm trying to think of...
I haven't analyzed the...
I'm sure Angie's a great sweeper, but she's a skip.
Well, she recruits really great. She's got a team of good sweepers.
Right.
She probably doesn't need to do it that often.
Yeah. She's got Lloyd. Lloyd's a big guy.
God, they're really fun to watch play, aren't they? And then, I don't know, is Jesse a good sweeper? I feel like Jesse Fawson's probably a pretty strong sweeper.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched her play for a long time. She didn't play last year. She didn't play league last year.
Yeah, she did.
Are you sure?
Wednesdays, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe she just subbed.
I don't remember, but...
I've seen her down here a few times.
Well, as a mental note, let's start ranking them. We'll start watching.
Yeah, by the end of the year, we'll have the best sweepers.
Yeah.
Which
makes, We could give out awards. Cute.
Little papers. I don't think we have awards in the budget.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, we'll just write it on a Sharpie on a beer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it in your locker.
Or solo cups.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Let's do that.
Yeah. So what else are we going to talk about today? We've talked about a lot of things that we're probably going to save for later in the year as the episodes go on.
Yeah, we're going to test some drinks out.
Yeah, you're going to try out a Caesar, I guess. I didn't know you'd never had a Caesar
I don't
before.
Like tomato juice, but now I'm feeling like I probably should try it.
It comes with age, you know.
But we can talk about all of the good drinks.
Here's another thing, since we're close to Christmas. Eggnog. Where are you with eggnog?
I should try it again.
Oh, I love eggnog. I had an eggnog before I left. So what's in a Tom and Jerry?
Cream, and I don't know the rest of it.
Oh, is it kind of like a paralyzer?
No. It's like a goop you put... I'm not describing it well.
Wow. Like just
it's
a
like a mixture.
Booze?
Yeah. It's a mixture you put in and then you pour booze in it and like mix it up. So it's kind of sludge-ish.
Interesting. I've never had one of those. I've heard the name before.
This is great. We'll do Christmas drink testing.
Yeah.
And then we'll do curling drink testing.
Are you guys here for the holidays?
Yeah.
We'll do this over
Everyone lives at my house. No
oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's kind of handy, but also...
Yeah. A little background. Yeah. My house is very full. Hey, yeah. Monica. Do you make Tom and Jerry mix? Because we might need some.
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a recipe.
Perfect.
Oh. Is it, do you describe it as a sludge or a goop?
I described it as a goop. Is that correct?
It would be a goop, yes.
It's a goop.
It's
I
a
was
goop.
Right.
It is a goop. Okay,
it's
a cup of goop.
It's egg white goop.
Oh,
yeah.
So is it kind of like...
They're with spices.
Kind of like a whiskey sour, but not a little more goopy? Because you put egg white in whiskey sour.
Yeah, but what, do you put whiskey in Tom and Jerry?
I would do whiskey, scotch, or brandy.
Oh, what about all
like
the above?
A hard base. Hot water, and then your goop on
Yeah, the hot water.
Oh, it's hot?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot drink.
It's a warm drink.
Okay, yeah. All right, we'll get this fired up.
We used to do these here on the day before Thanksgiving, but we didn't do that this year.
Oh, buddy. Would
well,
you
we
like,
we
I'm going to call you so you can make some for the podcast before Christmas.
Are you around for the holidays? You want to join the podcast for
could,
drink
yes.
testing? There
yeah,
we go.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah.
So Brad and I used to bring Tom and Jerry's down to the curling club the day before Thanksgiving when we were young and didn't host Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We had nothing better to do.
Well, I'm going to be hosting Christmas, so I want to get out of my house. So
yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll come down here and drink Christmas drinks.
Yes.
Perfect.
Sounds fun.
It's an egg white. Yeah. It's complete an egg white mixture. It's an old-timey drink.
Perfect.
Will.
And we'll have that in eggnog.
Yeah, I love eggnog.
Eggnog.
That's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a goop.
Tom and Jerry batter, and then you put it on top of a hard liquor.
Batter. See, I never thought you would use the word batter for a drink.
Okay, now that I'm saying it, it's a batter, yes.
Yeah, that's what you should call it. It is.
On the podcast.
He might cut it, but I don't know.
No, this is all going
in.
This is all good stuff.
I feel like we're like the sweaty balls. The SNL skit, the sweaty balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're doing that right now.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, that's a great idea for a podcast episode. Yes. We can do like mulled wine too.
Ooh. I know it's not good. Blue wine, glug wine, yeah, whatever you.
Ice wine. That's what the one thing I gotta give a try.
Wine at home too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's too sweet.
Yeah, it's
too sweet for me.
Yep. Frozen grapes.
Yep.
Is it Canadian ice wine?
Thing. Yeah. It is a Canadian thing. Yep.
Because it's a Canadian and Scandinavian kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, if we're gonna do that, then we should take a shot of aquavit to start.
Or aquavit would be the Scandinavian.
I guess all the rage now is this Malort stuff that tastes like pencil shavings.
Yep.
I don't know. Kids these days are so weird in what they drink.
Malort's so old, too.
I know.
Kids are drinking shots of hard liquor? What?
Crazy.
Not normal hard liquor. Like, whatever happened to... Well, Fireball's not that great, and I drink Rumpies in college. Like,
there's so
every time I drink Rumpies, I cry.
Every time I say the word, I feel it.
It was like,
right in my chest.
Duck sauce, though.
Duck sauce. Yeah, we'll get some duck sauce. I don't know if we'll reveal the recipe or not. It's kind of a secret.
Ducks are or duck farts.
We'll put a poll up.
I find duck fart to be an offensive name, and I don't like it.
But that is what it was called back in the day, is the duck farts was the shot.
Yeah, but that was a cream thing too, wasn't it?
It was Bailey's, Kahlua, and whiskey.
So it looked like it was like the result of a duck fart.
You know what? I'd never thought of it that way. I just knew it was delicious.
Hmm.
Tastes very mild, like you don't taste the liquor, and it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, they are so strong because it's whiskey.
Oh, and see, Nolan's are not terribly. Your duck sauce isn't
you
terribly
don't taste
alcoholic.
The,
you don't whiskey in there?
No, it's spice rum.
Oh gosh, no.
But you can
whiskey.
Drink
whiskey.
No, but you know it wouldn't give it the same flavor. You need a little bit of vanilla to make it taste
have
like a
creamsicle.
Have you
had one?
I'm not your duck sauce. No, I have not.
Oh. See, okay.
Just the duck farts of the olden days.
We're gonna have to text you and get this on the schedule because the thing you can drink so many duck sauce shots. But also, Nolan's made it for me before in a drink form.
It's good in a drink too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And duck farts, no, you can have like two and be like, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, you can drink duck sauce all night long, which it also satisfies the people who want to be taking shots all night long. You can like do that without dying.
Yeah. Well.
No, the duck farts. We used to like take those, and then we would be passed out like within an hour. It was horrible. They were so scary.
Which I was also thinking something we should add to the curling club is maybe a sleeping bag. Just like stash one away just in case.
I have one now. I'm like, I have a sleeping bag. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I should bring it here.
We got the couch. We should get rid of that couch and get a hide-a-bed or a futon.
I have a futon we can bring here after everyone has a home.
Your basement?
No, it was for my brother who just needed a place for a few weeks, but we could just put it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change the subject. Yeah, I see your dad's curling now.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Simon. Is Simon in a curl too?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
He's really excited about it.
Okay, how old is Simon?
12.
Okay, I said 13 today. And as a people,
he's 12 and a half. He's not, you're not that far
the
off.
People at work were like, I'm like, I think he's 12 or 13. And they're like, that old? I'm like, well, I think so, because he was a baby when he was.
Yep, he and Easton were the same age. They're not very far apart from each other. Easton Lockram. And so, yeah. So they're back in there curling for the first time. And well, Simon's curling for the first time. Dad curled
with Jason Clausen,
Doug Duran.
Yep.
I don't know who.
Art Haskins.
Art Haskins. That's a man I haven't seen in a long time. Yeah. I should share. Yeah, I should share this more. But yeah, he's getting back, and he even bought special pants. And then somebody left a set of shoes up here. And so he just took them.
Oh, nice.
I was going to say, we have plenty of shoes up here. We can.
Yeah, and he actually had donated a pair of shoes here because he moved to put away. And then they got taken, so he just came and grabbed another pair.
Okay.
So it all serves each other.
Give and take.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're curling on Wednesday with Ben Kramer.
And his...
Not his dad.
Just him. His dad's not doing it.
His dad's on another team.
Other team. That's right. That's right. I did see him. Yes.
Yeah, and I think Brian Knorr's on that team, and then... Our friends Tracy and Kelsey said that they would sub. So.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a fun team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
It'll be good.
There's a lot of fresh faces.
It does feel like there's a lot of fresh faces.
On Wednesdays.
We're one of two pretty new teams.
Yeah.
But there's a few that moved to Wednesdays, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's a full night.
Wednesday is completely full.
Completely full. We got, 13 on Monday, I think, is the count.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. I don't know.
And 14 was Thursday.
14 tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. And then military night's full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a full house. I was a little worried with the whole Hess exodus that we were going to lose a lot of members.
I was like, with Hess leaving, I thought we were going to lose like half our membership.
It feels like most of the teams just found other people.
And created more teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great for me because I need 30 teams for Winterfest.
There you go. Which is coming up soon.
Yeah, February 6th and 7th. Bye, right. Monica.
Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Monica.
We'll have you on before Christmas.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun episode.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm going to have a headache the next day. It'll have to be on a Friday.
Yeah, we should plan it. We could do it on, Friday.
Yeah. Or Saturday afternoon or something like that.
Or the 23rd.
Yeah. Well, come on down. We'll be here.
Yeah. It'll be perfect. I'm going to want to get out of that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one of the events that I'm scheduling. So we talked about the women's spiel, the Curling for the Cure.
Yes, which is in
January.
I believe it's the last weekend of January. 23rd and 24th, so second to last weekend
of January. And then it's New Year's. Or no, not New Year's.
No,
sorry, then it's February.
Then it's February. Groundhog's Day would be the next event.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, I guess. And then it's Winterfest.
Which would be a short 2 weeks after that, actually.
Yeah, so that's very quick. Very, very quick.
The second weekend of February.
Yeah, and so the ladies' spiel is always a great spiel for beginner ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're trying to work it up to a competitive ladies' event, but it's still at that point where any team can kind of play and be in. And then Winterfest is a really fun spiel for people of all levels because it has modified scoring.
Right.
And so it doesn't completely even the playing field, but it does even it enough that everybody's going to have a good time.
Right.
And you're guaranteed 3 games over 2 days, so you're going to have a great time. It's a party.
It is. It's a very fun one.
Yeah. And it's the 10th anniversary. Midnight draw.
It's the 10th anniversary this year.
It's the 10th anniversary.
Are we doing anything special or anything you
can
talk about?
I'm going to decorate more. There's going to be, it's the 10th anniversary, and I'm also the president of the Rotary Club right now that is running it, has run it for the decade that it's existed. And we're just going to try to blow it out. So we're going to have live music on Friday night. And you'll still get all the pizzas and the beer that you want. And then on Saturday, we're just going to try to continue the fun. So we're talking about maybe a cribbage tournament or just trying to kind of keep everybody engaged and excited, because the last few years the tournament's gone longer on Sunday every year because the games are competitive.
Saturday.
Yep, sorry, Saturday. That's the other nice thing is it's over on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so you can enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday and recover. But it just goes longer and longer on Saturday. And rather than it kind of dwindling out, we just want to keep the fun going and keep the energy up. And there's a lot of giveaways, and it's all to raise money for scholarships and community support.
Yep.
And a lot of it goes back to the club. So
both those bonds bills go back to good causes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really, really good causes. Yep. Yeah.
As far as other events, do you want to pull the calendar up just so I have my dates right? But I believe we actually next weekend.
Is it coming
up here?
Already?
No, it is the high school.
Oh.
The U18.
There were high school teams here tonight.
Yeah.
Practicing.
So the state playdowns are next weekend, which would be the 12th-ish.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
And then the following weekend
is
the second annual Mighty Mallard.
Yep, the 19th and the 20th.
Club spiel, so make sure you sign up individually for that. I believe we'll have a sign up on the website.
I think it's already there.
Okay, perfect. So you sign up individually, not as a team. We make teams and have fun for that one.
Yeah, blind draw.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then geezers versus, what do we call it? Quackers versus ducklings. So we have the old people, actually, versus the young people for points.
Oh, for the Mighty Mallard?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To see who's better, if it's the old people or the young people.
I missed it last year.
Yeah, you guys were, no, you weren't out of town. Clay was here. You were doing something.
Probably watching our children.
Yeah. It was fun.
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll partake this year, but I'll...
We just said the same thing. I don't know if I'll get to do it. I've talked to Clay, but
I'll be down here to help. But after Winterfest,
a couple weekends of...
We have a bit of a break.
Yeah, Christmas.
I think we're going to have an open house during the Olympics.
Heck yeah.
Because it's an Olympic year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we go right into...
I mean, and we say that there's no events, but it's league.
We have league. Yeah, league continues on.
League continues and continues, but then the next event on the calendar is Curling for the Cure, which is in January. It's got a few weeks.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going past those because we already talked about those
two.
Oh,
got it.
After Winterfest, we have about a month.
Then a shirt sleeve.
To shirt sleeve, which if you want to register, just let one of us know.
Yeah.
We'll put your name down. So
it'll be up on the website soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, if it's not already. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, unless we redesign the entire website like we were talking about today.
Talking about that too.
We'll see.
If you're having any troubles with the emails.
Sorry, this is trashy.
No, that's part of the podcast.
Yes, if you're having any technical difficulties or problem with the emails, don't wait in the dark. Reach out to somebody.
Direct all your complaints to Monica.
Yeah, I was going to say Grant.
Or Grant. You could do it to Grant, too.
You could do it to Scott Dilley. He'd be so nice about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would be. He's on the board now.
I know, and he won't know how to solve any of the problems, I don't think, for the website. Okay. No, we were talking about, you know, maybe this is a good segue into talking about the board and the volunteers, and as we're here for the first week, which is pretty volunteer-heavy, just the incredible amount of work that there's so many individuals that do so many little things that make this club run, and why we were talking about the website as well is we were trying to make some of that smoother.
Smoother. So, a little more user-friendly.
A little more user-friendly and a little bit less stress for some of our board members. And so I'm not on the board. That would be a disaster if Clay and I were both on the board also. But just like a shout-out to everybody who's doing things. Monica's cleaning the kitchen all the time.
Yep.
And you do this podcast. And I'm sure you do other things.
I've been pretty slacking this year because of my
back injury.
Lack of abilities to do things, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, we got...
Well, charm and jokes? That's got to be accounted for somehow.
Someone's got to do the hard work, right?
Yeah. And I mean, like, Clay's helping with...
Clay, we got Clay, Wes, Paul,
Mark.
On the ice, Mark's on the ice.
Yeah. I'm sure we're missing some board members.
Yeah, there's Lynn, Stacy.
There you go.
Stacy does, like, the minutes and stuff, which I know for a fact I would not want to do the minutes.
No, and it's very important because you are a 501c3.
Yeah.
So she's got to do it.
Keep it all together.
Easy to take for granted when you just show up for a league night every week. And as a curling widow, it's a lot of work, but it brings a lot of joy to the board members. I feel like they all enjoy doing it. And it's, been really fun to see the club grow stronger every year.
As a board member, I would like to say, like, kind of what you touched on, like, if you like being down here as a member, just ask what you can do to help.
Yeah.
Cause it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And I think, it's hard to know how to, like, what to do.
Yeah.
I was talking about this about something completely different today, but delegating is also difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're to put, like, someone's like, well, just make a list, and well, I don't want to make a list. It takes forever.
Who's going to make sure it's
done correctly?
Done correctly, or even done.
Right. So, yes, ask, or if you see a need, fill a need.
Yeah.
But... yeah, just kudos to everybody who does all of that. And, you know, the ladies that run Curling for the Cure, you guys who put on Mighty Mallard, Wes does so much with the Military League. It's a huge part of our winter.
It's basically all I do in the winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, cheers.
Well, unless you ice fish, come curl.
Yeah. Why would you ice fish?
Yeah, it's too cold.
Yeah.
Not that it's warm out here, but...
No, I'm freezing.
You're freezing?
We're
not even on the ice.
I know. It's not well insulated up here. I bought thermal socks today.
Oh, geez.
Because I was looking at curling shoes. So my toes get real cold out there. And I was looking at curling shoes, and they're all the same. And I was like, well, none of these claim to be warmer than the other. So I figured I should just maybe invest in some...
thick socks.
Warmer socks. But I don't think I have cheap socks to start with, but...
yeah, socks are, I don't know, my feet are always warm when
my
I'm down there.
My feet are always cold.
Yeah. See, like, it, my foot
you
warms up, my
you were
foot, it starts to stick
melting
to the
ice. Yeah.
It's so weird. So you'll see my little footprints on the ice.
That right is one thing that maybe could improve, and I'll just put this out there in the ether. Curling fashion and style.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it right now? Like, where, you've been to the Briar, so you've seen, like, what
the
professional...
men wear.
Yes, and the women's fairly close. Like,
yeah, very
the pants
close.
Have gone,
very, very close.
They've gone from the windbreaker and the wind pants to more of a formal looking, and now the women's have actually kind of progressed into more of like a athletic.
Yeah, they're pants. More of like a boot cut, a flared legging style.
Yeah.
It's just very basic. I think that the jerseys also. Wow, this is really a subjective opinion, so don't anybody get mad at me. But I feel like they feel like. They could be cooler.
Cooler?
They feel very, like, sports and, like...
well, it's a sport.
Well, I know, but I don't know. I just think that there could be some more variety. And I think that you see a lot of variety in clubs and leagues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're trying to go buy shoes or curling pants or anything, I mean, even if you look at brooms, they're all, like, the airbrushed with, like, racing stripes, you know, like...
oh, yeah, because they got to look fast.
Yeah, clearly. So when I was looking for shoes, I was like, you know, I'd like some that don't look like orthopedic soles for lunch ladies, but there really isn't anything that's that much of an improvement.
Well, they used to look like dress shoes, right? It was like bowling shoes.
Right. But that, if they brought that back, that's coming back in golf.
It is. It is. Because golf kind of went into the sneaker style.
Yeah, they did.
And
Tiger was his height, yeah. And now it's kind of coming back to that classic style. That being said, I'm going to wear whatever the hell I want on the ice.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. Where do you rank Minot Curling Club's fashion?
I don't think I can rank. I've not curled in enough curling clubs to know. I know that my husband would prefer that I dress just like the ladies' curlers.
Sure.
So I look professional. And you know your guys' City League champ uniforms are very...
We have matching jackets.
You've got matching jackets, but it makes you look very
professional.
You guys wear all the same hats and stuff.
Tough to curl in a soft shell, though.
Well, that's what you said. I wouldn't know, but I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Curled in pink Sherpa
overalls. Yes.
Yeah, and they were comfortable and warm. So I think you can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah, sure could. I think the best fashion in the club here is, we talked about them at Scott Dealey. And his red pants.
God, yeah, he just looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah, those red pants.
Just love him.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, I think he left.
He left, okay.
He's, you know, like good inside, so he doesn't stay places too long.
Yeah.
Him and Timmy have very similar vibes as people.
Yeah.
But Dilly's got the edge on the fashion, I think. Mm-hmm. Though Muse does a good job making sure they all have uniforms.
They have matching shirts.
Maybe this could be a whole nother episode, but there are some that have uniforms and some that have nothing. I kind of like a matching uniform.
It just looks good. You look like
it's
a team.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Like you don't need like the jackets that the professionals wear, obviously. Like,
no. Yeah.
Because those one wouldn't be warm enough out here.
Not here. No. That's the other thing about Minot Curling Club is it's cold out there.
It is a cold club.
It's cold out there. And so when we're looking, we have not ordered, but we need to. I'm going to be really frustrated with myself until I order them for the pretty peelers. But Dave Abrahamson usually wears two sweaters and I'm a cold person as well, so we're gonna have to really think about what I think we decided on. A vest.
Did we do vests? I was gonna say we could go quarter zips too.
I know, but I do think a vest allows everybody to, because then you're always gonna wear a vest outside of whatever else you have to layer with.
You can properly layer.
Yeah. And as now I know, there's two very cold people on the team. It's probably the right call.
Yeah. Well, my new Wednesday team, now that I'm curling with Can-Am.
Yeah.
Mike Esslinger.
Cold.
Wears multiple layers and like battery operated clothing.
Cold boy. Yeah. What? Well, we could get battery operated vests, but it'd be wasted on you.
It'd be wasted on me.
Well, maybe then. Yeah, let's get into the nitty gritty of this. Maybe then we should just get black vests, because then he could just get a heated one.
Just have everybody buy their own vests. And
we'll just get it. Can you embroider a heated vest? Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know the makeup of them. I've never had to wear one.
Yeah. Because I kind of would like a heated vest, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure you could. I don't know if you could. How do they work?
I wonder if you could order one and get it embroidered.
Prior to? You
like
have to be able to, because companies have them.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be a way.
Yeah. I'll look it up later.
Yeah. Do you wear gloves? Are you a glove
wearer? Yeah, I wear mittens.
Mittens.
I've been wearing snowboarding mittens. Actually, Grant got me a really nice pair that I curled with for a while for Christmas one year.
Grant?
Yeah.
Gives thoughtful gifts?
One year he really did. Oh. Hasn't happened every year.
Okay. I wouldn't expect it.
But one year he really hit it out of the park. Good. I got some nice mittens. But
was
actually,
he seeing a girl at the time?
No, I think he'd just gotten his first real job.
Oh, so he, yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah. No, he's always given great gifts. One year he gave my daughter a mini, like a her size grand piano.
Oh.
The first thing every kid did when they came over was stand on top of it, so it broke rather quickly.
Yeah.
But it was a very cool gift. What I curl in right now are their snowboarding mittens, which actually, that's a good tip. They work really well. They have leather.
Do you take them off to throw?
I do, and if I forget, I usually miss.
Yep.
I also don't wear my wedding ring when I curl because it falls off because my hands get cold.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well, that's a topic for another cast is wedding rings.
Do you take yours off?
No, I wear a rubber one.
You wear rubber.
I just about broke mine the first year I had it.
Curling?
Yeah, I went to clean the rock and I...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because my mouth literally dropped open. You can't see it. That's bananas.
For our viewers.
I wonder if Clay wears his.
I don't know.
His doesn't fall off. That's my husband. His doesn't fall off as often as mine does, so he wears it more often, honestly.
Yeah, I just wear a rubber one now. So.
No one's ever thought that I wasn't married. They just for a while thought I was married to you.
Yep. Kyle was here. Kyle is here. He was one of the ones that actually thought that. Yep. First time I met him.
Yep.
First time you met him, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And it's not for any other reason other than we stand next to each other a lot because it's easier to do sports with not your spouse.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. Love my wife, but she never wants to curl.
Love my husband. He just decided to curl with me this year.
Yep. We'll see how that goes. We're going to do a mid-season update on that.
I think it's going to be fine because even as I was really questioning him yesterday, but Cam was skipping. I didn't always agree with the call, but he's a skip.
See, that's the mentality you should have. And Cam, if you're listening, that's the mentality you should have had for the last 9 years we curled together.
But also we were on sheet one.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
That was a rough one. And I honestly don't understand the physics. And I mean, almost at the end of it, I was like, you know what? I should stop questioning you. 3-time city champ.
Yeah. Well,
he probably knows what he's doing.
He only actually curled one of those championship runs.
Not Cameron.
Oh, Clay. Clay. Sorry, I thought we were just talking about Cameron.
No, that's okay. I wouldn't ask Cameron any questions.
No.
I'm annoying.
No.
Well, thank you. I was asking Clay annoying questions.
Oh. No questions annoying. Well, sometimes they are.
I don't think I think I ask you nicer questions. And this is why you should not curl with, like, you should not try to learn sports from your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I ever go there?
Wow, I just heard Olive Grant. Yeah, no, I think it'll go okay.
Yeah. So we're talking about it too, I guess. We're a lot of shifts in league.
Yeah, a lot of shifts.
Teams. Just our teams. So we can just talk about it because we don't really know the makeups of everybody else's team yet.
No, we'll learn. We can do a mid-season update.
Yeah, but let's just talk. So Monday.
Monday. So the Pretty Peelers.
Our first actual year where I was full-time on the Pretty Peelers, which was a women's team started as.
Yep.
Yep.
Started as a women's team. One of the best names in the club, I'm going to say.
Yeah. 100%.
We can rank the names. Later.
Yep.
We should be
writing these ideas down.
Oh, yeah. I'll start a note. Anyway, we should started as an all-women's team. Some of the women couldn't keep up the schedule, and that's a problem with the patriarchy that we won't do an episode about. And you joined and Tyler joined last year.
Tyler did join last year, yeah. So it was half and half.
Wasn't a patriarchy problem. Kim was actually just, like, very pregnant.
Yes.
And Tyler's schedule is tough, so they kind of flip-flopped. And Kim is still subbing this year, if it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good season.
It was. We did very well. Like, surprisingly well for a ragtag team. We weren't really ragtag. Everybody kind of curled before, but it was the first time we'd all curled together.
First time we'd all curled together. And I think two Canadians who'd curled since they could walk.
First place on Monday last year.
Yeah.
We were, right?
No.
We were second.
We were.
Biters.
Biters.
Yeah.
Just eked it.
Lucky buggers.
They beat us all season, though, I think.
Yep.
But they're nice guys, so I'm not that upset
about
it. And they're great curlers.
Yep.
It's actually strange that they aren't right there with you guys every year.
Yeah. Well, them and Canada. It's kind of the same team.
It is the same team.
Yeah. Last year was.
Okay, so then this year, Kimmy wants to hang out with her baby. Don't blame her.
Can't blame her.
Cute kid.
I've only seen her a couple of times, but yeah.
Ooh, she's cute as heck. And Kim travels a lot for work, so... taking on a Monday night thing, kind of tough.
Yeah, and then our other Canadian.
Other Canadians moving to Texas.
Yeah. Which I still think is a very poor excuse to not curl.
Yeah, she could fly back here.
Yeah. What else is she doing?
Exactly. What is she going to do, curl in Austin? Actually, I heard they have a big curling club down there. Which is very sad. It's And it's a big sad thing. We should probably have her on an episode.
Yeah, before they leave.
Yeah, because she's added a lot to the club, I think. But let's...
Are you getting emotional?
No.
Oh.
No, I take too many other medications to stop me from crying on command now. But this year, for a long time, it was just me and Nolan going, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And then Dave asked you, right?
Dave did text me one night and said, you guys still need a curler for Monday? I said, let me ask the boss.
Oh, I'm the boss now?
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the only originals left.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great.
Yeah.
And then we had actually thrown around that either Feldner could play because neither one of them had a Monday team. And then when I was talking to Clay about it, he goes, I would love to curl with you guys.
I think he secretly just didn't want to not curl with me.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
That's
just
as romantic as if you wanted to grow with me. And all of a sudden, we have a really pretty strong team.
We do.
Yeah. I'll be the weak link there, and you're back.
No, it's going to be me this year.
Yeah, we're going to miss your sweeping.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss sweeping. I miss sweeping.
I like sweeping a lot. We're going to rank the sweepers in the club without being able to include you. We're going to have to put an asterisk by your name.
Yeah. Whoever wins on the men's side is
not
a true winner.
Now, if you had to say right now, who's number two?
Who's number two? Oh, man. Gosh. I don't know. I haven't looked at anybody yet.
Okay. We can leave it.
You know, just
leave it out there.
Shannon Hansen's a very good sweeper.
He is.
But he skips, so you don't get to see it very often. But I curled with him in shirt sleeve last year, and he did sweep.
He did sweep well.
He was a great
Grant.
Sweeper. Grant.
Good sweeper. He has a dramatic flair on the ice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. He's, dare I say, flamboyant.
I would say his movements are, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a ballerina. And then the other person I was going to mention is Ben.
Ben Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good sweeper.
He's a good sweeper.
Which is interesting because, again, Ben, I'm not making fun of you, but he's not a tall guy.
No, but I think
that
helps.
Good leverage.
His center of gravity is lower, so he can put a lot more of himself on there.
Yeah.
Because he's built like very.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
He's a well-built guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets hot on the ice.
Yep. Yep.
No, not saying he's hot. I'm saying he gets hot temperature-wise.
Like Hazzy.
Like Hazzy.
Yes. Hazzy also very sweaty on the ice.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a good one when we can go through literally every player and just rank them.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here like Mondays and Wednesdays and get a scouting report going.
Oh, that is fun. We should put a scouting. Well, because we can do an all, like an all region, but not all region, all club team.
All club team.
There's only four.
An all Monday team.
Yeah, all league night team.
Sure. That'll work.
That's a good idea.
And then an all-star team, we'll do some fan voting on our new website.
That's a great idea.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. All-star team.
And then Wednesday. So you're curling Wednesday. We talked about your team.
Yeah. We talked about it with Monica, so I can say it more clearly.
Yes, you got your old man and back into it.
My old man's back into it. He was back before the new bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the good old days.
He was there for one of the funniest and also most vulgar things that happened here when I was called a terrible name by somebody who then fell on the ice and got a bloody nose.
Oh, that's exactly who I'm thinking of then, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That man who called me that? Yeah, my dad was in the cooler, and that guy came up and called me something terrible, and then my dad walked out of the cooler. It's fine. That guy doesn't remember saying it, I would guarantee.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. That we could tell that at another time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my dad used to curl, and he curled with some Canadians, so he learned, but it takes a little bit to get back into it.
Yep.
He tried to curl in jeans, didn't work very well, and then he got some pants. He curled really well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun team. It's always also, as much as you shouldn't curl with your spouse, you probably shouldn't curl with your father. But my little brother's there, too, and we'll have a fourth. Clay was there as a good, like, buffer, and it's just nerve-wracking especially for Simon. He's 12.
Yeah,
he hasn't even done youth curling yet. He's going to.
He's going to do it this year?
Yes.
Good. That's good.
I
think he's going to really like it. He's that kind of kid, right?
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's very...
He likes getting good at things.
Yeah.
And he's kind of analytical.
Yeah.
And this is a sport for kids, especially where you're just around adults the whole time, which is how my little brother, who's 12, was raised. So he likes being around adults and, like, mm-hmm. learning all that. So, yeah.
For example, he drinks Diet Coke
yeah.
for fun.
Yeah.
I asked him if he was going to retire at 17 yesterday.
No. And I'm his sister, so I don't really say anything about how much Diet Coke he drinks.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying he drinks too much of it, but it's just usually you don't see a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Like
no,
grab an
don't.
Orange Crush or something.
Right. No, he loves Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a lot of fun. And then my daughter has done youth curling.
Yeah.
And she is upsettingly naturally good at it. And she also is really enjoying it. So they'll get to do, like, youth curling together.
Yeah. She's got a little tuck going on, hey?
Yeah. And you don't like it, but it's...
It's not my style.
Yeah.
But it's nothing wrong with it.
Are you going to do any youth coaching this year?
I don't know. I'm not in a good shape to coach because I can't do everything to my full ability. So I can't actually, like, doing things slower.
Yeah.
To show people is actually harder than doing it full speed.
Yeah.
Right now.
Should we be a coaching team?
Could be a coaching team.
You'll tell me what to do.
Sure.
And I'll do it poorly.
That works.
Yeah.
If I can come down here Sundays, we'll see.
Yeah. I think I want to give you some kudos as a coach because you are good.
I'm a lot better with like older, like young kids.
Cause yeah.
I can be a little brash.
Yeah. I can get that.
So I'm
Simon and Leia can handle it. But then I think, yeah, even if you were... I told this to Tracy when she was curling too, and Tracy's going to be subbing some this year, but I was like, you should just go down with Nolan and throw a few because you just have like...
Yeah, but she doesn't like me.
That was Sydney, I thought.
I thought they both did for a minute. Tracy thought I was too serious one time because I joked and said she wasn't allowed to have her phone on the ice.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was, and then she didn't like, well, she never didn't like me. I think she was just a little like, I didn't know Nolan was like that.
Mm.
But Nolan just doesn't translate sarcasm very well when...
And you're exceptionally dry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just think you're a very good coach. You just like notice very specific things.
Just little things.
But you've been curling a long time.
Long time.
So you've had a lot of good coaches, probably some bad ones.
Learned a lot from a lot of people, yes.
Yeah.
Like when your old man has you on the ice, when the rock probably weighs more than you, you start learning things pretty quickly.
Yeah, so. I would imagine so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But my team shakeups, so
yes.
We covered Monday.
We did.
I, as we mentioned, am a 3-time city champ with Drill Chem, and they did not renew my contract in the off season.
I feel like this was a you decision.
It was a Nolan decision. I just like to give them a hard time.
I think you resigned.
I like to curl with different people. As has been shown through Bond Spiels.
Yeah,
I'll curl with anybody.
Yeah.
Most people. There's some people I won't curl with, but that will be another day.
No, it's a great thing because you usually break apart from the Drill Chem team for a tournament, which makes it also ends up creating more teams.
And that's why I did it. Can-Am was down a guy who wants to go ride a snowmobile. Awesome.
Yeah.
And he actually had to sub first week, which was kind of funny.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I joined them because I went and traveled to a couple Bond Spiels with them last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, hey, why don't I just curl with you guys? They have... Drill Chem's got 4.
Yeah.
So let's keep the team going.
This is the team that I curled with. Well, some of them that I curled with for short sleeve. And then I had to sub in when they played each other. Their two teams played each other for City Playdowns.
City Playdowns.
Yep. So they got to beat me twice, actually, because I was on the losing team for that, too.
Yep.
Some of the best volunteers, most steadfast league members.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to have a good season.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah. I got to get my shit together. I curled very bad on Wednesday. I had the yips. I curled really good Monday. That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less pressure because our logo's pink.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Could be. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Still a fun team.
Didn't have Corwin calling me Big Nipple.
If Corwin's Big Nipple. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should do stripper names again.
No. Let's avoid that.
Yeah.
It was fun while it lasted.
It was. Yeah. It was fun while it lasted. But it's going to be great. I remember when you guys asked me what my stripper name was, and I just said Beth.
Just said Beth. What did we end up doing?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I'd have to look at the sweater.
Yeah, I'd have to go look at my sweater. Yeah. And then we kept winning without the rest of my letters ironed onto the back of it.
Yeah, Tyler's were falling off, too.
We kind of had a ragtag. They were very pretty.
They were nice.
Uniforms last year, but because we kept winning, then I didn't want to put them on.
I got
kind of superstitious about it.
That's fair. But you should know after your husband's played softball with me for so long.
You're a little superstitious.
I'm very superstitious. And
to the detriment of most people around you.
Most people that have to smell me, yep. Not me. It's mostly my bag and the things that come out of my bag.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But
you don't smell bad for curling.
No. Well, it's cold down there, too. You can't really smell.
That's true.
But no, I'm pretty fresh now.
So how do you feel about the team? Do you miss Drill Chem at all?
We'll see.
It's a big new challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if it was a different team that I was joining.
Yeah, pretty familiar with these guys.
But yeah, I curled these guys a fair amount.
That's the kind
Been around with them quite a bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary part about Mighty Mallard, right? Like new people.
Yeah, but that's why we do it as a club spiel and not like open to the public.
Yeah.
Because we want our members to kind of know other members.
Right.
And it's just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's a great addition to it. We've also talked about organizing a mixed doubles night.
Yep.
And why that is... at the top of my head is because yesterday my husband did abandon us for the final end of our four end exhibition game because he needed to talk to Mark Hildall about something.
Jeez.
So then
that's what you meant by that. I thought he just like didn't sweep a rock, just gave up.
You know, he's going to argue against this, but I don't feel like he gave me his best sweeping either. But I needed to throw guards or freeze and I was light. And I knew I was late every time I let go of the rock. And I had to pop up because Simon was the one who was
sweeping.
And God bless Simon, he just started. He doesn't know how to sweep.
Yeah, just going
to
go for it.
So then I'm there on a slider following my rock, sweeping it. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole body hurt after that.
I'll teach you a trick for that.
Please.
Yeah.
But I think that would be so fun. A mixed doubles night?
Yeah. Even if we did it like twice a month or something on a Friday.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a blast.
So fun.
Yeah.
Or a Sunday even.
Even Sundays after youth curling.
Yeah, because if we were talking about this too, if leagues increase so much, we're going to end up on Sundays. You're going to have to do a Sunday night league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to fit everybody in.
You're not going to want to do Friday or Saturday. So Sunday night.
Sunday night would be the night to do it.
It'd be the night to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not against that.
Yeah.
I like curling.
I love curling.
Yeah.
It gets to be a little obnoxious how much I like doing it.
It's addicting.
Because then people be like, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And be like, you didn't invite me? You didn't invite me to curl with you? And then I get sad.
Yeah. Well, you're always welcome when I'm down here.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, yes. But yeah, we're actually almost at an hour.
This is going to be easy.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to league. I'm looking forward to doing the podcast again.
Yeah.
I hope all of our viewers are excited we're back and will follow us again.
Yeah.
And the hosting, they're not gone. They're just not full-time anymore. So you might hear the guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I hope they come back.
Yeah.
It's hard because...
Here and there.
Well,
Wes just had a kid. I mean, you want to spend time with the baby.
We have two kids.
You have two kids. I have two dogs.
Yeah. The Rink Rats, I'm sure they're going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, we can get them on.
Lael probably have some nice things to say about curling.
Yeah. I hope she's still a fan of me. She used to be my best friend, but I don't know. She's getting older now.
She used to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
She still really likes you a lot. Okay. Jack is a delight. Jack, I don't know if he'll want to curl at all. I have no idea what he's going to like to do, but he probably will sing our theme song for us.
Perfect.
So we'll get him here. He can sit here, and he should sing all of Rhinestone Cowboy and Wiccan.
I'm in.
He knows all the lyrics.
Sounds perfect to
it's
me.
It's incredible.
Is that going to run into, like, copyright things?
No, I mean, he knows them all in four-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not all perfect.
Perfect.
No, clearly we like to talk to each other. This is going to be easy.
And we're still going to try and carry on with some interviews, maybe do some phone calls and things like that, and see if we can get some other people on. My goal, actually, for this year is to try and get Brad Gushue on our podcast, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, because he's retiring.
He is retiring.
He's not going to the Olympics.
That's sad.
Yeah, he missed a shot. And
yeah, I saw that.
Which would have been like a perfect bookend to his career, because he won his first gold medal in Torino in 2006, 20 years later, back in Italy.
We got to watch him curl in person.
We got to watch him right in front of us. We got to actually watch him get a fan kicked out.
He did get a fan kicked out.
And
we were... in an altered state.
What was going through your head that whole time? You were just worried I was going to grab the fan, weren't you?
Yeah, you were quite angry pretty quickly.
Yeah, you don't do that at curling.
Get angry?
No, you don't yell at people on the ice.
They were nuts, though. That wasn't even like a little bit. They were.
Yeah, it was excessive.
They needed to get kicked out. No, I mean, you don't...
Should we go to Utah this April for the Men's Worlds in Ogden?
Okay.
That sounds like fun. Ogden?
It does sound like fun. I really wanted to go to...
Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd have been a blast. Hang out with some newfies. I don't know if I could keep up with those guys anymore.
No,
I've been
couldn't.
In the States too
we
long.
We need to learn that we can't.
Well, no, but I don't have that. I see I can, you know? That's my mentality. You saw me curl last year with a ruptured disc.
Yeah.
I see I can.
We're going to have to do a TikTok about this at some point. But the way that Nolan tried to hide his back injury from us all year was just leaning on his broom in such an aggressive way. And then he would have to stand up and he walked like my ancient dog. He couldn't even move his hips. And
nope.
He kept telling us it was your hip.
Well, that's where it started.
Right.
Go to the doctor, kids. If you have a problem, just go to the doctor.
Yeah, because you had health insurance the whole time.
Sure did.
He's not used to thinking about that because he's Canadian.
Yep. I don't like paying to go to the doctor, but... Well, any closing thoughts?
No, maybe we should come up with an itinerary for the next one. This one's been a little rambly.
It's good, though. That's how the first one should go.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking over and making this a thing again, because this was fun.
This is fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Our viewers are probably really going to appreciate that we're back. So.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
We can hear the peanut gallery in the back. But.
Yeah, what are you yelling about?
The thing is, Grant Feltner
I said nice things about you on this podcast all night.
Didn't say a single word about me.
Bologna. You're going to have to listen. I said nice things about you.
So.
Sorry.
That's been episode 1. Season 3, version 2 of Between Two Sheets. We will be back next week?
Probably.
Yeah, probably next week. All right.
Cheers.
Bye.